Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Terry, and I have Diane on the phone, and we got a great show planned, and I just walking in the door. Don't you love studios now? You can be online, be on the phone. It's a real cat and a hat thing here going on. But Di thought of a great idea to do a show. This is her idea. I don't even know how she came up with it, but Di, tell them what we're doing the show on. So I sent out an email about it, too, as well. So.
Well, the differences between men and women, which we talk about in our book. We have a chapter that's just devoted to women and one that's just devoted to men. But we, you know, the different ways of communicating, and we figured we'd make it like a four-part series, and some of it, you know, will be more serious stuff, but we thought we'd have fun with it today and just talk about the funny stuff, that the different ways. And, of course, you know, we always take from our real-life experiences. I was laughing, you know, because John knows that, you know, if I'm having trouble, if I'm struggling with something, I immediately call you, you know. I don't call every woman in town, but I call you. And men don't do that, you know. They don't. They just deal with it and they're done. You know, they don't sit and get upset over it. So I thought that would be funny.
Well, here we are doing a show on that, and mm-hmm. You're right. I think it's mm-hmm. fun, too, as well. And no, men, they don't do that. Although some men do, okay, let me tell you. All right, and I'm gonna share the story. If you can, I'm gonna call you. I'll share the story. Love your and I need to put you online. So can you hang up with me and call in? And so I'll share the story.
I'll call back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, I'll share the story. So I have a friend of mine, and she's a client and a friend. And so what happened is that she had asked her boyfriend, because of the career that she's in, not to put his stuff on that she was in a relationship with him on Facebook, right? Because social media, and Di writes a great book about it, you know, about how social media really, really can hurt relationships, I think, and or help them. So, you know, you can't have one without the other. Anyway, long story short, she looks on Facebook last night, and they had just broken up, and she just, it was just really about her needing some time. And there he was. I had put on Facebook that he was in the process of a breakup, right? And she's not real open about her personal life. And some people are more open about their personal life than others. Men and women are different about that. But Di, I was just telling them that I have a friend of mine her and her boyfriend took a time out. That's what she's thinking. And he says that he put on Facebook last night that he and his girlfriend are breaking up, and it's like so painful. Oh man, right?
Oh,
you know, and she never
talked.
yeah.
That's
right, communicating
that
on Facebook.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. That's not.
Yeah, I know.
To find out on Facebook that you're being dumped, it's just not cool. Especially when you're an adult. Come on, let's face it.
Yeah, you know, and I was like, wow, you know. And then on another post on Facebook, I have another friend of mine. He goes, me and my jungle queen are out together, and it's priceless. And I'm like, okay, so he's promoting his relationships with his mom and his girlfriend. This one's telling about being dumped. I would never, ever, ever put anything on Facebook. Not like that, I wouldn't. I don't know.
No.
So that's a good you know what I mean?
It seems to be the norm.
Yeah. So Facebook is a one thing. And you wrote a book about it. So what's your thoughts on social media and putting what you want to do and when you want to break up and when you want to get together? That's one way of communication.
Clearly. Yes. I know. Yeah, I wrote a whole book about that one. Yeah, that's just so immature and so insecure. When people are having to use Facebook to – you know, put their life out there when they're not even telling their partner, that's just, oh my God, that's just not excusable. It's with me. That's completely inexcusable. Someone needs to have a conversation, but they're too scared to, you know, so that's not cool. I mean, the thing is, if your partner knows what you're doing and you're saying, hey, you know, here we are doing this, or like the guy who says he's with his jungle queen, you said, is that to his girlfriend now? But she called her the jungle queen. That's what I want to know. But if he does, that's fine. Yeah, he's just saying, hey, here I am with my girlfriend or Jungle Queen, other by another name. That's pretty funny. But if you don't, if you're finding, like you said, the other woman was just finding out from Facebook that her boyfriend considers him broken up, that's just not cool. You know, that's not, obviously there's a huge communication issue there with what they're telling each other, and she thought they were just having a little pause and he's done. So that's not cool at all. But it's definitely different ways of communicating.
yeah, definitely. Because she had told him, you know, not to put her name, but he goes, I'm going to put them in a relationship. He goes, don't put my name down there because she does. And so that was one thing because she would have been.
Oh, so in the first place, she didn't want him to use her name. Oh. So he's probably, okay,
yeah.
Now I'm feeling a different vibe here. So he's probably already stinging from the fact that she said, don't use my name and on Facebook. I don't want people, it's like, I don't want people to know that we're dating. And so now he's like, fine, then we're not dating. You're not my Jungle Queen anymore.
You're not my Tarzan. So there you go. You like apples? How you like those apples? No, so that's something. I think social media gets a lot of, stuff there. And I'm not cool with that myself. You know, so that's one way of communication. I personally don't use. A lot of people do, men and women. Have you seen it in your friends, like where men and women use it? Or tell me.
Both.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Men and women both. Women are always blamed more. But I swear, I think I know more men who are addicted to Facebook than I do women. I know men who sit at their desk, at their office, and they're constantly on Facebook. And, you know, it's just like, what, does this guy not have any other work to do? They're constantly posting. If anybody puts up a picture, they'll constantly, you know, they'll be all over it. So I think that men are just as guilty of being addicted to social media as women are. It goes both ways, you know, it goes both ways. But, you know, as far as, like, documenting play-by-play, which I do talk about in the Facebook book. There's some people who they want to tell the world if they go to take a pee, they're going to document it on Facebook. You know? And that's just what, it's almost like they're keeping their own diary. They're keeping their own daily journal, and they're not doing it to be malicious. It's just that they think it's necessary to give everybody a play-by-play blow of their entire life story, you know. And so there's people that just do that. You know, they're harmless, but there's, you know, most people, like, they'll put vacation pictures up, or if they do something different, they have pretty, you know, different pictures, or they have a party, a holiday. Yeah, that's what you normally see. You see, oh, there's, you know, they actually took pictures of a group together or whatever, and they'll put stuff up like that. But just as far as using it to show the world, here I am with a man or a woman, and, oh, now I'm broken up. You know, that's just kind of like, I want everybody to know I'm available now, or I want everybody to know I'm taken now. So, I definitely use Facebook to put a barrier up when I'm dating someone, and I think that's being respectful to my boyfriend, you know, so that I don't appear to be looking like I want to look available, I guess. You know, that's my thing. It's like if your partner thinks that you want to look like you don't have a day, that causes issues with your relationship. So I always want...
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that I publicly am saying I'm in love with this man, you know. So that's what I do, but it's not like to say, nah, I have a boyfriend.
Only to the exit that it still can look at your Facebook. I have a friend of mine that does that. She just, that I'm dating him, what I'm doing. I was like, good for you, girl. You go, you know. And then,
right.
I don't really like using Facebook for anything like that. I use it more for business. And even then, I've just started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so those are some things. And I, you know, when I saw those posts, right, you know, the Jungle Queen one, and then I'm hurting because she broke up, or we broke up, or we're in the process of breaking up. I was like, you know, I love watching the Jungle Queen because they seem like they're really in love. How cool is that? And you know, yeah. Right? And the other one is like, oh, I felt so bad for him. But, you know, I think that communication, when we're communicating with our mate, we got to remember this too, via Facebook or social media, Twitter, whatever, that people see those posts And when they think about them, how they feel about it, well, she's got a boyfriend and I don't, or he's got a girlfriend and I don't, or they seem so happy and I'm not, they're actually putting energy in your relationship. What kind
right.
of energy are people putting out into it, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
That's something that you got to be really aware of, because that affects your relationship as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
something that I always remember. So I keep my personal life very personal. Private life, very private. Sometimes I don't even have one. You know, me and my dog is about it right now.
So, your dog, they enjoy you.
Yeah, there you go.
They
They love me.
Yeah,
I know. They do. They wouldn't be if I was not taking them out 2 or 3 times, right? And what kind of guy is going to understand that, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Sleep over at your house, buddy. It's all good.
That's right.
So, but those are a couple of things I thought that's happened just in the past 24 hours. I thought I'd share, you know, too, as well. What do you think about communication, Pete, and people, different ways they communicate? That book, the title of her book, I mean, there's a law that he's attracted to me. That's a great one right there.
I know.
So, you know, women always go in the back door a lot of times to get what they want out of the man. I think a lot of women do. I'm not saying every woman. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. I think that's why I always bristle with other women when I see them doing that, because women are way more manipulative, so much more manipulative. They definitely go to the back door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like that way, where I will just be direct and say, this is bothering me, you know, and men don't like that. You know, I think men like a sweet, oh, honey, you know. But just the manipulative behavior, women are definitely way more guilty of that than men. Women will find a way to get what they want without directly telling the man, yeah, this bothers me. They'll find some other way to get what they want. And I think bullshit. You know me. But I think women
Niall, just put it on out there. I get you, Di. I hear you, too.
Yeah,
and that's a good way to be. I appreciate that too, as well, because you're being a straight shooter and you're being real and authentic.
Right.
But I will tell you this: I had a client the other day say, so she wants to be back with her guy, and you know, and I appreciate when people love each other, and you know, and I love being in love myself. But so she says, you know, so she's telling myself and two other people, because I was teaching a couple of angel coaches, new angel coaches. I'm telling him to come and get the rest of his things. And I looked at that situation, and it was like, and, you know, people were like, yeah, good, good, good. You need to get rid of him, right? Most people would say after they heard the whole story. But I looked at her, and I said, let me ask you a question. What are you doing this for? I said, are you doing it to get a reaction? Are you doing it to cause him to talk to you, make him talk to you? She goes, yep, that's what I'm doing it for. So you don't really want to lose him, or you don't want to lose all that stuff for you. Yeah, so there's a little bit of a communication, you know, where it's, you know, it's different. You know what I mean? And then I'm not, you know, so she was being, and I get why she's doing it, because she feels desperate, you know, that he's not going to come back unless she causes things to happen, right? And I tell you, if you just stand back and let the universe help you, let God, whoever you believe in, your angels help you, it will work out. It always does. The other day, I was thinking about something. I did, thank you, God, because I would have, years ago, I met a guy that I really loved, and I think I did. And I wanted to end up with him. Anyway, we broke up. Let me just put it this way. He broke up with me. Crushed me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was in school at the time. And I remember thinking, you know what? I was sitting there when he broke up with me, and the angels, I heard his angel go, we've got somebody better. But it didn't feel better at the time. But I was like, man,
no,
it never God does. Right. But if you give me some time,
we always need to have that angel there to tell us that when we're dying inside.
Right.
You know, it's like your best friend right there. Don't worry, there's going to be somebody way better than him. You want that,
right?
You don't have that.
Meanwhile, at the time, you're like, I'm dying, right? And I felt like I was dying, you know. So anyway, but long story short. I remember I was getting out of the car the other day. Thank you, angels. Thank you, God, for seeing the light. It showed before I ever knew it existed and showed me a better life, because I would have been totally miserable with him, or maybe I'd be one of those women that beat her husband. I mean, you know, it sewed him up in a mattress and I had to learn how to sew, of course, and beat the crap out of him. You know, so, I'm not wired like that. But anyway, I saw a story about the other day. I'm on Facebook, actually. The great, you know, the great tool here of social media. But anyway, so that's a couple things there that I've noticed with my clients and all. What are a couple things you noticed with men? Because you pick a totally different type of guy than I do, or you know, that we both pick the same guy. They're breathing usually, or
yeah, they're breathing.
It's all good.
They look good.
yeah, they look good. In and out, because I'm just kidding. Anyway, with alcohol, it's all good. But what are some things that you've noticed in your own experiences, or maybe some of your friends, you know, how men communicate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or women, your girlfriends, too, as well. So then you've got some interesting characters as girlfriends. And you've got a daughter, too, as well. So
right. As well, my daughter's more like I am. She's more of a straight shooter, you know. She's got a her husband is very similar. They're very blunt. You know, they're very blunt with each other. She's definitely wordier than he is, but they connect well on that level, because there's no secrets. There's no, I wonder what he's thinking or she's thinking. It's just, here it is, laid out there, very blunt. So that, she's lucky she met, you know, a guy like that who's not a game player. Because, you know, they met when they were both pretty young, and, you know, young people really are the game players normally, in their, you know, young men in their early 20s. So I was glad that she connected with somebody who's very much like her. But, yeah, definitely some of my girlfriends and people my age, and I'm in my 50s, and you still see women trying to be manipulative, trying to play the games, trying to backdoor it all the time to get what they want out of men. And I sit back here and I cringe, because, you know, I absolutely hate that. I have a lot of that, I have a lot of that male side of me, so it makes me cringe when I see men being manipulated by women, because they're so clueless. They don't realize it. You know, women always know how to play on the man's sympathy and or get, you know, that, like my mom always said, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And you know, every woman knows that. Every woman knows if I just act sweet, you know, he'll just think I'm so sincere, when it's not always the case. They're wanting something, and they know how to use that being so sweet to get something, to get whatever they want. And they do.
Yes.
You know, they do. And the thing is, in a relationship, if the man's happy with that, you know, if he doesn't care, as long as she's nice, I don't really care if I'm being manipulated, I'll do what you want as long as it's within reason. You know, that's fine. That's a give and take. You know, that's a give and take with men and women. You know, it's like the unspoken thing. Some men probably realize they're being manipulated, but as long as the woman's being nice when she does it, they don't care. So there's that give and take I'll allow you to think that you got your own way just to keep the peace, because it really doesn't bother me anyway, you know. So, it's definitely different ways of communicating. Where men, usually they'll be direct, or they will be passive-aggressive, or they won't say anything, which I don't think is good either. You know, I think men will choose things to it's like pick your battles. And they'll say, you know what, I don't like this, but it's not even worth getting upset over. It's not worth me even talking about with her, because she'll just get upset. So I'm just going to learn to live with it. And, you know, I think men do that definitely more than women do. Something bugs us and it keeps bugging us until we just have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. That is very, 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 very true. Anyway, we got a caller on there, and I'm going to call on her in just a second so she can tell us about how women, because she was super, I never
told you, sorry.
Yeah, she's got a great story about communication, but I'm going to share this with you, and I want you to hear this. This is so funny. I have a client who's been with me for some time now. He's, you know, and I work with his girlfriend because I want her to be more honest and open and communicative. And I said, you honest and open and communicative. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm looking at what you said to her. I love you. Have a great day. And then you're telling me that you're going to break up with her because she doesn't do what you want her to do. She doesn't talk to you. I said, but you're sending that out yourself. I don't care. I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Very passive aggressive, right? And for passive aggressive. So what do you do when you're passive aggressive? Call the plain angels, heal this reason, this stuff about me being passive aggressive, because I promise you, if you're noticing it in your mate, it's in you as well. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And that kind of thing. Or if you're not a passive aggressive person, when you do connect with it, boy, it hurts. I've seen that happen to you. You just about died at times when something with somebody you've been dating or been with, you know, and it just kills you.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does,
you know,
it's so indirect. Right. The thing is, passive aggression does not allow people to deal with the truth. It doesn't allow them to, it doesn't give people the grace of saying, this is reality. This is reality. You know, it's somebody who is always, you know, just, it's blocking that open, honest form of communication. And that's very, very hurtful, you know. And it can be little ways, little things people do, like saying, it's my fault. It's always my fault, you know. Stuff like that. It's like, okay, you've already shut the conversation down. Obviously you're telling your partner, it's not my fault. I'm being an asshole, you know. But just saying something like that, and I know I've seen that. I've seen myself do that. And you stop and go, whoa, I don't want to add this into my relationship, you know. But people, we have things that we do like that are very passive aggressive, because we're letting our partner know we're upset, we're not happy with whatever is going on right then, the conversation, whatever, but we're not giving them a chance to really address the real issue. So that is, but you know, men and women can both be that way. There's as far as passive aggression as a psychological problem that really interferes with people's relationships, it is usually men that have a problem with severe passive aggression. And I don't know why that is, but it is usually men.
Terrible. I'm going to agree with you on that, because women typically will manipulate, but they're not, you know, they're not saying, oh, because that passive aggressive is, it's just that will kill a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people never realize that, boy, when you start doing this, the first day you walk into a relationship, or maybe the first month, it is perfect, right? And it doesn't have any reason never to change. But what happens is their own stuff, it really starts changing. So I have a friend of mine on here. I know this is Allison. I'm going to ask her, because she went through some stuff. I was totally honest and open, and they couldn't handle it. I go, don't handle it. Watch and see. So anyway, hold on one second. I think this is Allison.
As long as they can handle it by walking out the door.
Yeah, when they're being like that.
Good morning,
ladies. For great sex. That's good. Hey, Allison, how are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you're
good
probably
morning,
the expert.
Diane.
Listen, Di, she's an expert because she's been, has an honor and privilege of being in love with two men at the same time. Okay.
Wow.
And, So I want to hear what you think about communication, because I know you went through that. That has been something that you have addressed in yourself and then with your guys, you know, one of them is a friend. And so talk to us. How did you work on that? Tell us what you said, what you did to make the communication better. Let's start with him. Okay?
Oh God! Yeah. Well, the communication with him is ongoing. He's struggling with a lot of things in himself, and then interestingly enough, so was I. I mean, mirroring off of each other what we were trying to figure out, and my communication style with him is very direct. I really tried to really help him in a lot of different ways, and then by helping him, it really helped me too. But for me, the communication was very direct. It was very, at first, it was it was, I was really trying to help him because he was actually being manipulated by another woman, highly manipulated by another woman. And just like you, Diane, I would sit there and I would look at him and I'd be like, you got to be kidding me. You're falling for this.
Yeah. Exactly. You're like, yeah, you just cringe inside to see that. Yeah.
It does. Exactly. And I would,
it's
and
disgusting.
I would sit there. It is. It really is. And, mm-hmm. And it made me feel really, really bad for him, but I also was, I was being very direct. I was being very honest and open in my communications with him. I laid it out on the table. I said, this is what's going on. You know, I know that this is really hard for you to see this, but you really need to open your eyes to this. And we went round and round and round with this mm-hmm. for about a year and a half. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm really trying to be your friend first and foremost, because mm-hmm. we were friends first, and then we started
right.
dating. And I said, but as your friend, I can no longer continue this. And I walked away. I said, that's it.
Good.
So for a year, I said, you need to go figure this out, because I care about you deeply as a friend, but I also care about you as a boyfriend, but I can't be either for you right now, because you're not, you just want to wallow in this. And she's manipulating
right.
you so badly that there's nothing that I can do or say that's going to help you see the light. You're going to have to go figure this out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I told him, I said, go figure it out. I said, go date other people. Go do what you need to go do. And interestingly enough, he didn't go back with her. I thought
wow.
he was going to. I really
wow.
did. I thought for mm-hmm. sure that he would go back to her. And then over the course of the last month, we actually started talking to each other around Christmas again.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we had some on and off throughout the whole year, but I really didn't see him, didn't have anything to do with him. We'd touch base occasionally, but that was it. But around Christmas, we started talking again, and she finally found somebody else. And
oh,
she completely, yeah, she
mm-hmm.
did. She fell off the face of the earth for 2 months, completely
mm-hmm.
left him alone. But then, like
mm-hmm.
you all were just talking about a minute ago, the newness of that relationship wore off. And guess what? She started calling him again and manipulating
mm-hmm.
him again. It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed it again.
Oh,
so
right.
now he's
uh-huh.
so now he's gotten a little bit smarter to it. But this time again, I'm sitting in the same seat with him again, and I said, Julio, what the hell? You know, she's doing
mm-hmm.
it to you again. I said, she's going to hurt you this time. She's going to hurt you so bad that you're finally, I think you may finally get it. You might just get
right.
it this time.
That's what happened. That actually happened, the same thing to a male friend of mine, Alfred. It was the same thing. It was excruciating to watch him go through what was so transparent to me. You know, so transparent. He was being so used by this woman. And
mm-hmm.
then she found somebody else, and boom, dropped him like a hot potato. And I knew he hadn't learned his lesson with her. He had to go back. The minute she got dumped herself and beckoned him back, you know, he went running back. And then, you know, like a year and a half or later, he finally got permanently dumped by her. And she's just dying, you know, right now. But that's one of those things that's like, okay, it's so obvious to any other woman what she does. She totally uses this guy, you know. But he had to see it. He had to finally realize it himself. He's going to keep being that yo-yo that she falls back on when she's lonely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you say, you know, they're not going to see that. They're not going to see
no.
that. Which is, yeah, very sad. But they're the ones who end up getting hurt. We're the ones that just get aggravated if we have to see it. So it's easier if you don't see it.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So my communications with him have still been very direct. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've really had to, because I've got a great relationship with him, both friendship and the other relationship, but it's hard. It got really hard there for me to see the lines between the two, so I finally just said, I just have to be your friend right now. I can't do this, but I also can't.
Right.
Again, I can't help you with this. You've got to
right.
figure it out. You're really confused,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hoping that, you know, he can figure it out. And then the other gentleman that I went back with during the last...
No, hold on a second, Allison. You're calling him a gentleman?
No, he's not a gentleman. No, he's not. Thank you, Cherie. I was trying to be really nice. No, he's actually... I don't think I can really say what I really think. I think you may have to bleep me. No. To put it in a very PC correct way, he is the master manipulator. He's highly passive aggressive, and he's my ex-husband, and he's unbelievable, unbelievable, and. I saw him, we got back together last year. The honeymoon phase was great, and then I started seeing the same old behaviors. And Tori was fantastic. She really helped me with all of the, between the two of these guys, these men, with their separate issues, and really helped me get real clear about what I needed to do. She was great with that. She's like, you need to really focus on you and figure this out, which I did. And I ended up basically telling my ex-husband, this isn't going to work, and this is why.
Right.
Boom, 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 boom. Very clear. He didn't want to hear it. And then because he didn't want to hear it, he got really controlling. He had a key to my place, went through my whole belongings, went through my computer, went through my phone. It was crazy, you know. And then the whole time he had a whole other, I don't want to say a life, but he had a whole other thing going on the side. He was on other different social media websites, talking to other women, posting selfies, doing all this crap. A couple of the selfies were posted in that pictures that he took at my house. I'm like, you guys are kidding me.
That's not good.
And interestingly enough, and you know, it's amazing, you know, just like you both said, how the universe really helps you. And and you're so right. You have to step back and say, I can't do this. I just have to put it on hold and be patient. And that's so hard to do. And that's the lesson that I learned this time around with both of these guys. But I didn't know his address. So I Googled his address, and all of a sudden all this stuff pops up with all these different social websites, and that's how I busted him.
That's
listen, what did you do? You put in Google, how did you do that? Because I'm going to get, oh, how did she do that? Because I want to go check.
Exactly. Well, here's the 411 on Google. It's really interesting. Just type in their name. Type in their name and what city they're in, and anything that you type in about anybody will pop up. Even like with me, like when you type in my name, you'll see where I work. You'll even see sometimes, depending on what site you go to, they'll even tell you how fast you ran certain 5Ks. You know, yeah, you can get anything on anybody, especially if they're on social media. If they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on any other dating site, it'll pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put it out there.
Right.
You know, you put it out there for the world. And so with him, it was really interesting because with him, I actually, because our divorce was really messy, so the way that I got out of really breaking it off with my ex-husband was the mature thing to do. But then after we parted ways, then he stooped to one last level, you know, because anything that he gave me while we were together over the past year, he wanted back in monetary. He wanted money back.
And you're kidding.
No, and then he sued me for it. Yeah.
Well, you should have sued him for the same thing. Or did he ever even give you anything?
Did I give him anything? Mm-hmm. I gave him stuff, too, but I was like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I'm like, no.
He's a character. Yeah.
He is.
Wow. Well.
He is a character. And then he calls me. This is the kicker, ladies. He calls me 2 nights ago, and I was busy. I was doing homework and didn't realize and picked up the phone. And then he wants to talk to me because, you know, really put that to bed with him. And I was the grown up and respectful and said, look, you know, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep doing this to our kids. Mm-hmm. We can't keep doing this to each other. We really just have to. We have to part ways. You know, it didn't work out. And fortunately for me, the way that it all actually happened, he got furious with me and walked out on me. He said, I can't do this anymore. And he left. And I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to manipulate me. You're not going to manipulate me anymore. So you're the one that chose to leave, and this is your decision, you know. And, yes, that's a form of manipulation on my part, but I said, you made the decision. You left. You walked out. That is your decision. And you know what? I'm going to honor that. Thank you.
That's
because
right.
you basically saved me from doing it. And But then he called the other night. He was trying to manipulate me again because I've been away from him for several months and I'm fine and, you know, regaining my balance and power and really sorting things out for myself. And he's like, well, I just called to tell you that I miss you. I went, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
he's maintaining that contact.
Uh-huh. Well, because, yeah, he is. And he did that with his, he still does that with his first ex-wife. They have this huge umbilical cord. And I'm like, well, I said, thank you so much for your kind words. I said, but right now, I don't have time to talk to you. I've got other things going on. Take care of yourself. Done.
It is like an umbilical cord. You're right. Yeah, totally.
Well, hey, you guys, it's the etheric cord. You know, we have etheric cords that attach to people and things and situations. So just, you know, Archangel Michael helps cut them if you believe in that, which I do. We're running out of time, guys, so here's the deal. Allison, you were so funny. She's great, and we've learned a lot about communication. Being direct, I think, is the best. Okay, if you can't be direct, write an email. I believe in writing an email and then preparing that person. If you have something to say, and then calling them, and because I think they can reread it, and reread it, and reread it, you know. And some people don't like that, but I think that's a great way to communicate first if you're having a difficult situation, not to run away from it, but to email and then address it. That's my style, and everybody has their own thing. Di just comes in there with a. With the ass kicking attitude.
My broom.
With
my broom.
Yeah, yeah.
My broom. What's his stuff
I love it.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
I will never say that.
Yeah, exactly
word.
Right.
We need to talk.
We need that talk. So scooch over.
Yeah,
get
you
your
need to
just down. I'll tell you how it is.
Yeah,
because I'll hear about it too as well. And Allison, I appreciate your direct and candid approach. And I'm really direct myself in certain situations. And otherwise, I will send an email to prepare them, and that way it doesn't catch them off guard. Because it gives me a chance to think too as well. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it, passive aggressive manipulation, not so cool. Because that's the energy that you're putting into yourself and every relationship that you have, whether it's this one or any of them. That's what I really feel under that from just watching things over the years. So anyway, that's what I feel. Guys, we've got some great things happening here. We've got another show coming up on Tuesday, Manifesting with the Angels. I was going to say Manipulation with the Angels. Just kidding. But Manifesting with the Angels and how to, you know, create with the Law of Attraction and the Power of Intention. Such two powerful tools there. I'm going to make a suggestion to everybody that's listening. People make jokes about commitments, and I've made jokes about it as well. But I recently got hold of something within myself that has really helped me, and I've had it for years. And this past week, an angel said, "Listen to these CDs or tapes again," and you know, whatever you have, MP3. It's called Romantic Relationships by Marianne Williamson. It is one of the most powerful ones I've ever listened to. And I've listened to it a couple of times, but I listened to it this time, and it helped me with a situation that popped up in my own life in the past week. And it's, you know, and now I'm re-listening to it again. But Romantic Relationships with Marianne Williamson is in a most amazing set of words, thoughts on one MP3 file. I went to audible.com and got it, like $14, you know. But it's the best money that I've ever spent. And as I said, I've had it for a few years now and listened to it in the past as an observer. But this past week I listened to it as someone that really needed some clarity within my own life. And it gave that to me. So that's what my angel told me to do. And when I did it, they didn't tell me for 2 months. I could have been a lot happier 2 months ago about that. So I'm confused, but it's all good. So that's one thing I'm going to do, share with you guys. And they gave one line in there. So this is for relationships with anyone, most of all with yourself. If it, whatever is real cannot be destroyed, and whatever is not real doesn't exist. I was like, wow. So I've carried that with me in my heart and my soul. So I share that with you guys, those who are listening now or who will download it later. Most powerful set of CDs that you can do for yourself and your relationship. Okay? Anyway, Manifesting with the Angels on Tuesday night at 8:30. Next Thursday, we've got a special speaker on the mind, body, and spirit, and we have some great people sharing, angel coaches sharing with what they do and preparing for their 5K runs. And and Allison and I are going to be running on Pikes Peak, right, Allison? You're going to be doing that with me.
Yes, ma'am.
We got it. All right. Di, we want to stay over at your house with you and John, okay? So, anyway, so, let John know. It's okay. Yeah, there you go. So we're all preparing for taking care of our bodies and running and doing what we do. But the mind, body, spirit is super, super important. So got some great stories for Thursday night as well. And, of course, Sunday we have me and Di and a lot of other folks on here doing this is the first of a four-part series. Di's idea. Di, great show today. Thank you for the idea and the suggestion. So next Sunday will be part two about communication with men and women. And sometimes it's going to be serious, sometimes it's going to be funny, but it'll always be interesting. There you go. So,
that's right.
Anyway, there you go. So if you want our book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, go and get it on, you can get it at angelcoaches.org, dianebeauty.com, or Amazon, because I just Googled my name, and then it came up with Amazon, amazon.com. So anyway, so you can get it. It's wonderful. It's got prayers, mantras. And next to Romantic Relationship with Marianne Williamson, our book is the best. It might even be better than that. No, I'm just kidding. They're all good. You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. But it is really something that Di and I put our heart and soul in, and you will enjoy it, and it will help you tremendously. I know that. All right, everybody, have a great now. Go to blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches and follow us. Get some real special things when you do, and they're free. And our angelcoaches.org, send me an email if you want to hear something, or you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches to connect with any of us. That you hear, Allison, myself, Diane, Donna, we've got some great angel coaches. All right, everybody, have a great night, and we will see you next week. Bye.
All right, bye. Bye.